It's my job to introduce our speaker, and Dan Farm and I have been friends for way too long, so I was trying to come up with some lies, but this really did happen. Dan, believe it or not, was a bodyguard for Prince. You know, the artist that has no name? He now has a name by the name of Prince. That's not a lie. It's the truth. But Dan is the pastor of discipleship, and he's a teaching pastor at Autumn Ridge Church in Rochester, Minnesota. Dan has become one of my favorite pastors. He just is finishing his doctorate in marriage and family therapy at Denver Seminary. So I've asked Dan to come up, tell us a little bit about what he's going to talk about, and then I'm going to pray for us all.
You know, sometimes when you introduce somebody, you need to find dramatic pauses, not Dan's going to tell us what he's going to teach about, and then we're going to pray for us all. Period. Then I'm going to pray for us all. That's not a continuation, okay? It's great to be with you guys. Do you love Fort Wilderness? Isn't this the best place on the face of the earth? And we're excited to share this week with you. Fort Wilderness truly is the fabric of our family's life. My wife grew up here, coming every summer as a little girl. And then we started coming here as a family. I'll tell this story. When my wife and I were getting married, we were going through pre-marriage counseling with our pastor, and he said, "Dan, what are your dreams?" And I said, "I'd really like to go into ministry one day." And he says, "Fabulous." He's British. He actually said, "Ripping, jolly good." And he said, "Claire, what about you?" And Claire said, "Well, you know, I guess the one thing I'd never want to be is a pastor's wife." And he said, "Well, aren't you two going to have a wonderful marriage together?" But you know what happened at that time is that we knew that God had called us together, and we said, "You know what? We're not going to manipulate. We're not going to coerce. God, if this is going to come from you, you've got to show it." And I actually made a covenant with God that said, "I'm never going to bring this topic up again. God, if you're calling us into ministry, my wife has got to come to me and tell us, I think it's time to go into ministry." 16 years ago, 2 weeks ago, there's the Big Top was sitting right here. Anybody remember the Big Top right here? And Tom Harmon was speaking at that time. And he was talking about his call to ministry. And my wife was sitting with her sisters up front, and I was in the back, and my heart was just broke because I'm going, "God, that's what you're doing in my life. You're calling me to ministry, but the door is not opening." And we just kind of put it through. And that night when we were walking back to our hotel room, the inn room, Claire says to me, "Dan, I think we need to sit down." And she goes, "I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think God is calling us to ministry." And so this place is the landmark. My stones of ministry are set here at Fort Wilderness, and it's a very special place. Our daughter worked here for a number of years. She's now married to Mike, and this is becoming part of Mike's tradition. My son was baptized here. And one of the greatest landmarks of all for Fort Wilderness and our family happened about 4 hours ago when my son-in-law and my daughter came up to Claire and I and just said, "Guess what, Grandpa and Grandma? We're having a baby. Our first one." So everything beyond that is frosting for the rest of the week, okay? This week, we are going to be talking, it's called Lessons from Dan, and it has nothing to do with me. We're going to be looking at the first four chapters of the book of Daniel, and we're going to be taking a look at the lives of four young men and a pretty powerful guy by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. For those of you who are VeggieTales people, Rakshak and Benny, we're going to be spending some time with them, okay? One of the things we're going to take a look at is when we are done this week, I love the theme, "So what?" Because the one thing that I don't want to have happen at the end of this week is that you walk out of here and go, "Boy, that was interesting." That would be the worst thing that could happen, is that you would say, "That was interesting." We don't want information, we want transformation. And so this is a place that we are taken away from the busyness of life, from the stresses of life, and it's a place where we can meet with one another, with family, with friends, with God. And it's a time that we can become conformed into the image of Christ. And so we're going to take a look, and we're going to come away from here saying, "Who is God? And then we're going to say, well, who am I then? And then we're going to come out and we're going to say, so what? So, Tom, I'm looking forward to a great week. Thank you for the applause. I usually say hold that until the end of the week, okay? We'll see how it goes.
Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for all the work that you do in each of our lives. We thank you for drawing us all to the fort this week. And we pray that it'll be a great week. I pray for Dan as he teaches on the book of Daniel that you will use the things that he has studied and prepared. May our hearts be open and be open to the fact of the things that happen and the big so whats. So we want to learn from you this week. And Father, we pray for safety. We pray that we'll have a great week as we enjoy it together. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.